I need a bell, I need a horn is what I need. Okay, all right, so, we're missing a healing table. Mary's healing table. Does it have her name on it?
Mary on the inside.
Okay, so if you just picked up a healing table, make sure it's yours. Mary's missing a healing table. All right, so I have a second chakra song I want to start with. And then I just want to do a quick review of the weekend, and then we're going to do our song and our om and go home. All right, so I love this song. So can we turn down the lights a little bit? And are we going to be up on this, Patrick? Is this loud? So this is, can we close the doors, please? People are either in or out at this point. I don't know why everybody's half an hour late, so. So let's just close the doors. All right, so this song is called Never Enough, and of course I use it sometimes on Heart Chakra Weekend as well, but it's sort of understanding that when you access your soul quality, when you access that soul quality, it's just so delicious. It's so, that vertical line of energy is just so much pleasure. You know, it's like you're never going to get enough of that. And that's why, you know, if I could run this class every weekend, I would. But we all have to have lives too. But this is really like, you've got to go home and just keep this energy going. Keep this stuff going because it's never enough. It's not on, guys. A lot louder. A lot louder. A lot louder.
I'm trying to hold my breath. Let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream. Getting loud enough. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand. Will you share this with me? Starting without you. All the shine of a thousand spotlights. All the stars we steal from. I'm smiling.
so nice, huh? Oh man. So that's like the second chakra song, you know? Because we really, it's like that, the pleasure of the soul, and we have, guys, we have some humming? The pleasure of the soul is just so delicious. It's, we try to get it through our relationships, through, you know, when you were in meditation with your parents, you know, it's like that, just sort of like totally engulfed within this pure love, you know, and the problem is that when we're in the soul state, when we're not in a human body, we're totally one. It's like that love, that connection is, there's nothing separating us from anything. And all of our soulmates are part of us. We're inside of them. And when we get here into a body, it's almost like nothing we can do can quite get you all the way in there, except for what did we decide, the charismatic leader ate the creative idealist? No. So maybe I could eat you and get you in there, but it's really, you know, it's that sense of infinity within each one of us, and we feel that through the second chakra. And that's what it's for, and that's what it really, when it's open, it allows you to feel all the way down to the soul. So doing second chakra work isn't just about having more sex or doing it. It's like it's doing all of this heart work and energy work, you know, noticing that each chakra has to feel, has to sense, and has to have a pull to it. And there's always a pull to a human being. There's always, your work will always be people. You know, your brain is, it's always about work. Your brain is always about the thing, about the object, about the house, about the whatever it is. And your brain is never, ever going to make you happy. Okay? The energy, and that's why the healing work is so important, because there's such a level of intimacy you're developing with the healing work. You're actually realizing what your soul desires the most, which is union with the other souls. And you have to be able to feel that. And at the same time, we have these energy fields that nothing ever gets inside of, right? Even when you're hugging your partner and you're right there, your energy fields are not, you know, they're still, your energy field's contained. So what happens is that you allow certain behaviors, certain voices, certain sounds to call up within you what's already in you. And when you get that, when you really get that, we're going to get that when we get to the fourth chakra, we can own the heart as well, is you know, this realization that everything that's powerful within you comes from the soul quality, the soul energy radiates out. All right, that's where the power comes from. You can get some outside-in stuff, but it's like tiny little percentages of where your real power comes from. And that's what. And when you get that power coming from inside out, it's just delicious. And as soon as you're done, you're like, more. Never enough of that. Never enough of that. Okay, so feelings are sensational. Shadow and lower self is where your power is. It's really important to understand your higher self cannot exist. It can't do anything in the world. It's supposed to do these amazing unifying types of things, but it needs legs. It needs the lower self. It needs action. It needs power. It needs somebody that knows how to mix it up with people on the planet and get bodies to focus on things and do things in the world. So the lower self is essential. It's essential power. And you know, I like to use, just as a good sort of like memory cue for this, Martin Luther King. You know, he was known as one of the most altruistic people. And, you know, to do what he did was just incredible. But to be that altruistic, he had to have the balance point. So if this is, so he has this huge second chakra, right? This huge expanse of what's possible in the world, right? And if he can be that powerfully altruistic, so motivating, so inspiring, okay, over here, that he wakes up a nation, he wakes up the world to a whole new way of seeing things, that means that he has to have, on the other side of the balance pole over here, he has to have the biggest narcissist, okay? He has to have that one that knows, I'm the only one. Nobody can give the I Have a Dream speech but me. Nobody can do what you're supposed to do in the world. And so when he owned that, and he definitely was a struggle, you know, he had a big shadow, that guy. Okay, he was able to then make the choice. And when you know what your worst is, and how powerful that is in your life, and you still choose the light, then the light has real power. But if you've lopped it off and said, "I vow to never be bad," you equally lop off all the high part of your purpose in life, and then you're caught in the middle, and you wonder why you can't figure out what you're supposed to do. So this shadow work that we do, it's accessing these deeper qualities within you, very important, really recognizing that. And I know in the first year we just do the one weekend, but in the second and third year they're doing lower self, higher self work all through the year in their entire chart, because that's really, you got to really harness that energy and embrace it. You know, your lower self is kind of a negative pleasure, and you got to see it in your life. So, defensive masks, the EIS team player, charismatic leader, knowledgeable achiever, and then the love, power, and serenity masks that go along with those, disconnect you from your heart and your joy. You know, the defensive mask is a rejection of the self, and so it's the antithesis of self-love. Even if your mask is, "I so love myself, and I so love you, I love all of you, you're so good, I love," you know, that can be a mask, and that person, you know, they have idealized love, and that idealized love means that they don't love at all, because as soon as you don't love them back in the right way, they're like, "Oh, I can't stand you." You know, so it was never love. So, but just understanding that what we're teaching about the profiles and the defenses and the chakras and the vows, these are all things that are going to open up that channel to that never enough. Pleasure current, which is the never enough. And when you get it, that all of life is pleasure, even the challenging things. You know, think about it. If as soon as you leave your body, if any of you got, you know, if you went outside and got hit by a car or something, and you're moving away from your body, you'd be like, "Oh my God, I was complaining about that stuff. Jesus, give me 10 more minutes back in that body. I'll do something amazing with it." Rather than, "Okay, I'll just get through the day." You know, just really this passion for living is just, it's in you. It's like that vertical line is pure passion. Fill the needs of any chakra's need fills is pure pleasure. Okay, so and then accessing, so you get 12 chakras. You think, "Well, what can I do to find more pleasure in my life?" I was just talking with somebody about, you know, how do you get more pleasure in your life? Pick any chakra and feed it. All right? You know, if it's your heart, call a classmate, feed it a relationship. If it's action, go to the gym and work out. Okay? If it's your emotions, scream in the car. You know, or sing or do whatever. You know, if it's your body, you know, get a massage. You know, do something. Each one, it's like, do you have 100 things that you do to open your chakras? Each one of them. Do you know how to do that? And if you don't, start working on it. I mean, I give you the bowls. That's an easy way to do it. But there's just things in the world. You wanna open the fifth chakra? Tell everyone that you know that you love them. That's it. You know? Open the sixth chakra? Close your eyes. And let your brain perceive the world from there. Right? Feel what it, let the feelings wake up that sixth chakra rather than your eyes. Your eyes tend to close the sixth chakra. So, you know, when a lot of people came off the healing table, or some of you come off the healing table and a blurry vision, do not call back that vision. Let that vision stay foggy, and then notice what you see when your eyes aren't focused. Okay, what you see when your eyes are focused is what you think you're supposed to see. What you see when your eyes are blurry is like, wow, there's like a little aura around those lights. Favorite negative pleasure is your defense. I know we don't do negative pleasure in the first year, but in the second and third year, you're like, "Well, what's my negative pleasure?" Being someone that you aren't. You know, that's like you have this, you're given the power to choose who you are. That makes us gods. Okay? We can literally choose who we want to be. And the greatest negative pleasure you have is trying to be somebody that you're never going to become. Because that won't ever ultimately, you know, it doesn't hurt, right? So when you try to be, did we lose something?
Can,
This is the problem with tech people. All right. So anyway, well, we'll keep going here. All right, so the two primary pleasures that that we focus on here are self-knowing in all the ways we teach you and soulmates. There's nothing, really, soulmates are the really the bottom line. You know, you're going to learn more from your classmates than you ever learned from me by coming into deep relationship. And that'll be where you really change your life, your happiness, your joy. Everything comes from how well you operate in a relationship. With 7.5 billion people on the planet, it's not about going it alone. What do you want meditation, which we did. All of you did amazing on that. Practice. You just got to do it over and over again. And check yourself on where you only will go so far. You know, find that. You know, find that you know, change. And you can have your parents be different every time. You know, one time your mom can be passionate, you know, or one time she can be quiet, one time she can, you know, just try it all out. Try it, just do it. You take charge of your memory of how you operate with your parents. And when you do that, you'll notice that bubble that you have in that meditation, that's sort of like, I am loved. You know, it carries with you because they didn't actually give you that. You filled that space. And now you fill that in that meditation and you start walking around. And, you know, and even when I think someone came up and said, well, what happens when you've got this beautiful bubble and then you actually go and hang out with your parents and they're nothing like that? And I was like, okay, well, you know, What would a conscious person do right then? What would you do? You know, I always say, what would Jesus do? So you've got this beautiful bubble around you with the parents that love you more than anything in the universe, and then your real parents come in, and they're treating you a different way. You're like, that's no problem at all. My parents love me, right? Because this is your life. You give it away so unconsciously, so effortlessly. It's like somehow, and I mean, I know a lot of you are mothers too, somehow this idea that you're a mother means you get to put your hooks in someone for their whole lives, and then you let your mother put the hooks in you for your whole life, or your father, or whatever. It's not true. It's not true. You needed them to just get to grow up, and then, I mean, you know, really by 7 or 8 years old, you're on your own, but you've now been programmed to give them your energy and to give that away, and now you got to take it back. You've been wasting that energy. You've been giving them way too much of your choice making. Okay, and then the daily meditation, which we did last time. Keep in mind that if you're doing the what do you want meditation, right? The daily meditation is then what you do to embody that every day. Right, so you get what you want. It's like, oh God, I want more of this, and I can totally feel what that feeling feels like. Then you do the daily meditation in the morning. You go through every chakra and prepare it to be loved that way. Prepare it to connect with the world that way. And then at the end of the day, you check it at the end of the day and say, okay, well, I did pretty well, and tomorrow I'll do more. And then maybe you do, like, if you do these every other day, you know, for a while, or you do, you know, the what do you want meditation, and a couple days later do the other one. You know, give yourself some time, but understand that these will dovetail off each other. Everything I give you dovetails off and creates a whole total spiritual training for you. This was supposed to be, anyway. The making permanent change, recipe is simple. Open your chakras, listen to the soul's voice that comes through, okay? That speaks feelings, emotions, and creates freedom, that creates your freedom statement, that anchors those feelings into your daily life. So when a chakra opens, the opening of the chakra is not the healing. The healing is when you reconnect with the voice on the inside, okay, that comes from the soul. Right, and those of you that are trying to figure out your freedom statements or your higher archetypes and things, you have to feel it. And when you feel that chakra open up, it's like, ah, yeah. Well, that has an emotion, that has a passion to it. So use the meditations and healings we give you to discipline your energy body to form around those feelings, not your vows. And you can tell if our chakras are open by the voice. I think it should have been your chakras. You can tell if your chakras are open by the voice in your head. So we talked about how, you know, how most of the automatic thinking you have is really just a triggered, like a, you know, you have a vow in there, or a couple of vows in each chakra, and those trigger constant emotions running up your spine. Your brain just automatically speaks. And you notice that when we did bowls, or, you know, look at the bowls we did, and there were some of them that just the bowl played, and your brain was just having this wonderful, like, wow, that's fantastic, that's amazing. And the voice in your head has no negativity at all. Your body has no pain. And so that's actually part of your field when that chakra opens. And paying attention to which chakra opened to do that for you is really important, because that would be something to practice. So we like that chakra. When that chakra opens, it really shuts down my voice. My voice may come a lot from that chakra. So some of you have a bigger wound in some chakras than others. And when that chakra opened, you're like, all of a sudden there was no negative voice in your head. That's something to pay attention to. And you can use any of the hundreds of awakening techniques we teach in the school, to do this. So anyway. Just amazing weekend, everybody. We're going to do our om, our circle, but we're going to start with a little dance, and then so we'll dance around, and then we'll do our circle and close. Okay? Can we turn it up?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get in our circle. Circle, hands together. Okay, so, thank you. So, first of all, awesome Second Tracker Weekend. So nice when a plan comes together.